I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Power is asking for permission to go up on its prices. The Savannah Morning News reports the utility is seeking to increase customer rates by about 7% in 2020. A filing with the Georgia Public Service Commission says a typical residential customer using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month would see an increase of almost $10 per month, or about $120 per year. Georgia Power spokesman John Kraft says the company's basic service charge has increased only $2.50 over 30 years and remains among the lowest of the state's utilities. The Environmental Protection Agency is considering handing states the authority to regulate the disposal of waste from coal-fired power plants. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, in Georgia, that may make the job of environmental watchdogs much harder.
While the EPA has technical criteria for storing toxic coal ash away from water and air, Georgia's Environmental Protection Division does not have one single coal ash rule. Attorney April Lipscomb of the Southern Environmental Law Center says if left to the EPD, each coal ash project will go through its own unique permitting process. She says challenging these permits one at a time could be tougher than suing under one blanket rule.
They could also be used as a defense. So, you know, we have a valid permit in place, so you can't say that we're violating any laws.
The proposed handover of coal ash responsibility from the EPA to the states is open to public comment and will be discussed at a public hearing in Atlanta on August 6th. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The University System of Georgia says Georgia Tech students who received free fitness trackers through a promotion meant for employees can keep the devices. The university system says 8,000 Fitbits were sent to students and some employees through a promotion that was meant only for employees enrolled in a wellness program. But word got out about the program through social media, creating a flood of orders. Students were facing a Monday deadline to either return the Fitbits or pay for them. But Vice Chancellor Teresa McCartney says everyone can now keep the devices, and the Fitbits will be returned to those who surrendered them. Police in Atlanta searching for a man they say shot and wounded a 15-year-old boy for using fireworks yesterday. The man approached the child near a city apartment complex late Thursday and asked that he stop using the fireworks. When the boy refused, the man pulled out a gun and shot him several times. WAGA-TV reports that the boy remains hospitalized, but his condition is unclear. And a note from the pages of Georgia history. It was 25 years ago that one of the worst natural disasters in the state's history occurred. On July 5, 1994, Tropical Storm Alberto raked across Macon, causing the Ocmulgee River to overflow. The city's water plant was completely submerged by the flood, leaving thousands of people without water for more than 2 weeks. Alberto claimed 31 lives as it moved across the state. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream are back in action today with a game on the West Coast against the reigning WNBA champions, the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is 10 p.m. tonight. With a record of 2 wins and 9 losses, the Dream are in last place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. The Storm are in third place in the WNBA West. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.